conscious man. When I saw the prisoner step aside to avoid the puddle, I saw the mystery, the unspeakable wrongness of cutting a life short when it is in full tide. This man was not dying. He was alive, just as we were alive. All the organs of his body were working, bowels digesting food, skin renewing itself, nails growing, tissues forming, all toiling away in solemn foolery. His nails would still be growing when he stood on the drop, when he was falling through the air with a tenth of a second to live. His eyes saw the yellow gravel and the grey walls, and his brain still remembered, foresaw, reasoned even about puddles. He and we were a party of men, walking together, seeing, hearing, feeling, understanding the same world. And in 2 minutes, with a sudden snap, one of us would be gone, one mind less, one world less. The gallows stood in a small yard, separate from the main grounds of the prison, and overgrown with tall, prickly weeds.